We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada.
Your 2019 Bill Russell Finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard.
Dale Arnold.
The Blues beat the Boston Bruins. People in Boston were like, we might not win another championship for 3 to 4 months.
Rich Keefe.
According to Smith in the ninth, Embry was available.
And that's hard to get closer.
Dale and Keefe.
I've never had a sip of coffee.
Troll guy's back. Now he's trolling coffee people.
I never had a sip of coffee in my life. Never had one.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I actually think a sip of coffee with just a dram of Irish whiskey might be just the thing to perk up Rossi's morning.
That's what we need.
Little coffee, a little Irish.
Get you going a little bit. That'd be nice on a nice
little
Friday.
Jameson and coffee. Hello?
Let's
go. We got interns in this building?
Yes, we do. Dylon's in today, right?
I mean, Dylon and signed jersey Nick is here as well.
Signed jersey Nick.
I mean, the way this week has gone, I'd be okay with that.
I think it's only fair at this point.
I will give credit where credit is due, and I tweeted this out last night. I'm a hockey guy. But that game last night was crazy. It was fun.
It was awesome.
It was unbelievable. And I am now convinced, having watched the whole thing, the Celtics had no chance of beating the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference. None.
They look pretty good, don't they? They look pretty complete.
They would have gotten killed by that team.
Well, I don't think they would have had Gordon Hayward played consistently well, had Jason Tatum played consistently well. We didn't see it. We didn't see them put together a string of games against really good competition. And that Raptors team, it is really amazing because it's against the recent trend in the NBA where you essentially need three Hall of Famers to win. Right when it was Pierce, Garnett, and Allen, and then you go on to, you know, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Bosch, and then you go on to this Warriors team, or even Kyrie, Kevin Love, and LeBron. You needed three Hall of Famers. Who's the second best player on the Toronto Raptors? Last night,
Kyle Lowry.
It might be, but he also
and Siakam isn't far behind that either.
Pascal Siakam is on his way up, so I'll give you that one. He is certainly on the rise, but they don't have these perennial all stars. They don't have these all NBA players.
Did you see the Fred VanVleet? You see the interns holding up the DeRozan T-shirt in the other room for you.
Wait a minute, what? The DeRozan T-shirt? How about that? They should send him a ring. By the way, good for you, DeMar DeRozan.
Send DeMar DeRozan a T-shirt.
And I remember thinking at the time, Kawhi Leonard, like this looks like such a genius move. But it wasn't a slam dunk. When they made that move to get Kawhi Leonard, he just sat out a whole year in San Antonio, where you would have assumed that that's a pretty good place to play, right? They'd already won a title. Greg Popovich, I think, is a good coach. Why would you not want to play in San Antonio? So the Toronto Raptors trade DeMar DeRozan, who is like a B-plus player, let's say. Like, he's good. He's really good, but he's not elite. And they obviously had their issues. They couldn't beat LeBron. But they trade DeMar DeRozan. They had 4 years under contract to DeMar DeRozan for only 1 year of Kawhi Leonard. And how did you even know he was going to play? And then they also fire their coach who won Coach of the Year.
Did he give his word? I have no idea how you know.
I have no idea. And so they made it work. And then they didn't stand pat at the deadline like a certain team here in Boston did. They went out and acquired Marc Gasol, who was a nice little addition for them. And, yeah, they played so well as a team. However, Kevin Durant played 12 minutes in the series, and Klay Thompson was on fire last night before he tore his ACL. That was going seven if Klay Thompson doesn't get
that
hurt.
That organization is a mess right now.
So I mean,
think about what their offseason is about to become.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's a great chance this is the end of the era. However, if Klay Thompson returns to form, like I think Klay Thompson coming back from an ACL,
he's got a better chance of returning to form than Kevin Durant does.
100%.
We went over this earlier about the number of guys who've come back from torn Achilles to even some semblance of their former self. I think we came up with Dominique Wilkins, and that was about it.
And there's not many. I think Wes Matthews pretty close, but again, he's not that elite level player. You know, Kobe Bryant was later in his career. We've seen DeMarcus Cousins, and he's kind of hobbling up and down the court. So it's a really difficult injury to come back from. The ACLs, you do see it, but he's still out for a good period of time. And Klay Thompson blows out his ACL on June 13th, so we'll see by the time he returns. But now, he had 30 points in the game. He was killing it. And it was like, oh, if he played in the fourth quarter, they definitely win that game.
This is we asked this question earlier in the week. Did the better team win the Stanley Cup? And I still,
no.
I know which team won. I'm not taking anything away from them.
Yes.
I think the Bruins are a better team.
I don't think the best team won.
The better team didn't win the NBA title last night either, because the team that finished the game isn't even the team.
Yeah, that's not the team. And if you want to say, oh, well, they're stacked. Yeah, they're stacked, but that's what they are. The guy who won the finals MVP the last two seasons only played a quarter in this NBA finals run. And it didn't matter against Portland. They swept Portland without Durant, but Toronto a lot better. And Kawhi Leonard has put himself, he's already one of the best players in the NBA, but now like all-time greats, like he's putting himself on that list with a second finals MVP, winning it on two different teams. And just year one, he shows up there. And Toronto, they could never get to the finals. That was always a roadblock for them. They would have really good seasons going back to the days of Chris Bosh, even like Vince Carter, T-Mac. They had good teams. They could never break through. They have a new coach. They have a new star player. And this was the year that they put it together, which, again, is another significant reason why you look at the Celtics and say, what the hell is wrong with you guys? The Warriors were susceptible this year. And I don't know if you heard Steve Kerr, but he was talking about how three-peats, because you've played so many games. He said
it's why the Patriots run in the NFL is unbelievable. Because just look at the number of postseason games that Tom Brady's played in his career. He's played a whole other season.
Oh, yeah, a couple
more
seasons. Kind of like a two or whatever it is. But he was saying how, you know, with the San Antonio Spurs, you think about that dynasty, they never even won back-to-back titles. Like, as good as Duncan was, as good as Popovich, even, you know, go back to Robinson or Ginobili, they never won back-to-back. He said the Chicago Bulls did three-peat, but he said that third one, they almost fell apart. He's like, that third one was so difficult to win. And this is what the Warriors were looking at. They were trying to win three in a row and four out of five, and they couldn't do it. And I think this is, and I know they had a lot of injuries, but Steph Curry, without Kevin Durant, is now 1-2 in the NBA Finals.
And Steph Curry looks mortal. I mean, he's still a great player.
Oh, he's fun to watch.
Great shooter, but he looks mortal. You are one injury away. You could say this about any sport, but especially in the NBA.
Oh, yeah,
you're an injury away. If Kawhi Leonard got hurt, Toronto doesn't even make it out of the first round.
They're screwed. They're absolutely
done.
Screwed. Yeah.
You know, if when Kyrie Irving gets hurt, okay, you probably don't have much of a chance.
Right. And that's why the run last year was so surprising.
Well, and that's why I really question. On one hand, you can say, oh, look what Toronto did. You think they regret giving up everything to get Kawhi for a year, but they win an NBA title? No, they're happy with
it. It's worth it.
He's going to walk, and they're going to say, so what?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's still a good idea to give up everything to get Anthony Davis and bring him in here?
So that's absolutely the question. I'm a no on Anthony Davis. I've been a no this, knowing that he's going to leave in a year. Again, the player is very, very good. He's great. But the fact that he's going to leave in a year and your 2020 roster could be,
it's going to be dreck.
Could be what? I mean, whatever you don't give up for in like the last year of Gordon Hayward and whatever you don't give up for Anthony Davis, that is certainly not ideal. But I think a lot of teams in the league now are going to look at this and say, you know what? Let's take a chance. Because there's two examples now of guys that you assumed were going to be gone and then it ends up maybe being worth the risk. So Paul George, Oklahoma City traded for, and he had 1 year left on his deal, and he said, there's no way he's going to stay in Oklahoma City. He's going to go to L.A. He actually re-signs.
Yes.
So he stays there. And then the other one, the bigger one, is what happened last night. 1 year of Kawhi Leonard, and you win the title. That's obviously worth it. But I would say, as good as Anthony Davis is, why do you think he's going to win you a title? What did he win in New Orleans? At least Kawhi Leonard was a finals MVP. Kawhi Leonard had won playoff series. He had been the man for playoff teams. Anthony Davis has won one playoff round. He's a great player, But I don't know if Anthony Davis is on the Celtics next year and Kyrie Irving is not, what are your chances, honestly, of winning the title? I don't think very good. So I'm not giving up.
So is it worth giving up?
No, no, no.
Brown, Tatum, this, that,
nope.
Three from column A, two from column B for a year of Anthony Davis. Because, by the
for
way,
me,
Anthony Davis's agent has made it pretty clear. He ain't staying.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Good luck, Danny. I mean, you're a great salesman. Yeah. You know, you can sell ice to the Eskimos. That's great. He ain't staying.
So would you do it?
No.
I wouldn't do it either. And I understand maybe, you know, there are people out there that would. Talent still wins in the league. Because even though I said, hey, they don't have multiple all-NBA players on the Raptors, well, they still have Kawhi Leonard, who, when he's on, is the best two-way player in the league. And, you know, he proved it in this entire playoff run, just how dominant he is. Now, they also needed some injuries. They needed things to go their way. Kevin Durant plays in the series. The Raptors aren't winning the title. And honestly, if Klay Thompson finishes the game, I think at the very least we have a game seven.
And to your point, for all of the celebration in Toronto, and good for them.
Yeah.
You know, somebody posted a video today. They were on like the 31st floor of this hotel, and they opened the windows of the hotel. At the end of, you could hear the people on the streets of Toronto.
Oh, they're going nuts.
Going nuts. I mean, they're going to go nuts on this thing.
Yeah, they should.
And they're happy, and that's great. They gave up a lot for a year of Kawhi Leonard that, let's be honest, if everybody stays healthy, fails. The year of Kawhi Leonard fails if Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson don't get hurt.
But for them, I wonder if getting to the
finals,
that might have been a win anyway because they had not been able to do that. And it's also even crazier to me that they were willing to take this chance because who really knocked them out just about every year was LeBron. And when LeBron went to the Western Conference, it would have been so easy for them to say, hey, you know what? We got a really good backcourt. You know, we got, you know, Siakam's on the way up. Let's just run this team back and we think we can win. But they said, you know what? That's not good enough. And they went and got Leonard. So they would have at least gone to the finals. And then that's what you got to do. You got to just kind of hope something happens. I think Leonard would have done a pretty good job on Durant. But still, then he can't guard anybody else, and now all of a sudden, you know, Klay Thompson and Curry and all those other guys are going nuts. But
I think there is zero chance that that Celtics team, even if healthy, even if Hayward and Kyrie and everybody's there, there's zero chance they'd have beaten that Toronto team in an Eastern Conference Finals. I mean,
it's hard to argue based on what we saw this year. Going into the year, it should have been the best team. It should have been the best roster in the Eastern Conference because you have, you know, if Tatum, Hayward, and Brown, if those guys all fit together, and then you combine that with Kyrie and Horford, that should have been better than what the Raptors brought. But they just played so much better together. It was like those pieces fit so much better. Like Kyle Lowry, solid. I don't love Kyle Lowry, but he's solid. Fred Van Fleet proved to be one of the best kind of bench players in
the
league.
The MVP award, the playoff MVP, was not unanimous. It missed by one vote.
Somebody voted for somebody else?
Hubie Brown voted for Fred Van Vliet.
Hubie.
I mean, really?
I mean, Hubie got caught up in the moment.
I mean,
there.
Think about this for a minute.
Come on. I mean, Fred had a good run.
Great.
Fred was good.
A unanimous vote except for one guy, and Hubie says, no, you know, Kawhi was good, but this Van Vliet guy, woo-hoo-hoo.
I know, Rossi, you just think Fred Van Vliet is a Led Zeppelin knockoff, but
yeah, that's
come
a
on.
Band. Isn't that a band?
Come on.
Hair band.
No, but he was really good. But,
sorry, Ross.
But,
I shouldn't use the word hair band.
No, not a hair band.
Given where you are right now.
Come on.
Follically.
Oh, he's doing good.
I look buzz band.
He looks good back there. But
he looks like he's up for parole in about three years.
But how about this trade again? So Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, by the way. Danny Green was tossed in there, too, which looks like a really smart trade.
Especially after he hurt Klay Thompson last night.
Right.
He didn't.
For DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a first-round pick. I mean, that is an absolute steal. And at the time, huge risk, though, because you don't know. Because at the very least, you got DeMar DeRozan, and he signed long-term. Kawhi Leonard is probably going to leave, and that'll be fascinating to hear why he wants to leave. Like, you just want it. But maybe he can think, I can go win it somewhere else. I can be the best player on a title team. That has been proven out.
I truly can't figure Kawhi Leonard out. And we've talked about this. Why anybody tries to talk to him post-game is beyond me. Did you see the video as the game ended?
Yeah.
He started to celebrate, and then it's like, oh, wait a minute. No, I can't do that. And then he puts his arms back down, and then he's like...
He did smile, though, I think.
Sort of, kind of.
Well, what if you call that a smile.
So Rachel Nichols posted a video on Twitter, and I don't even know about the ethics of this. So she's doing a post-game interview last night after the trophy presentations right. and everything with Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard. And Lowry's already sitting there.
Smart to get somebody else, by the way. Yeah, it's like two guys you need.
So he's all mic'd up. He's sitting there. And then Kawhi Leonard comes in. And this doesn't sound like the same Kawhi Leonard I heard post-game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Kyle.
Hey, Big Y, what's up, Doc?
Man.
How you feeling?
Just limping around, but I ain't got to play no more games.
You feel me? I'm feeling good, baby.
Here, man. You deserve it.
No MVP.
Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is nice.
This is real nice, man.
Take a selfie, man.
Here, man. Take your trophy. Man, enjoy it, man. You deserve it, too. You're the most valuable
player
tonight, man.
Look at that.
You came out.
I had to make sure we hit that. I'm going to hold that man trophy for you, man. I'm going to hold my teammate trophy for you.
I don't need it. I just want Larry O.B.
That's all that matters.
The journey, man. The journey.
I just want the Larry O.B.
The Larry O.B. sucks compared to the Stanley Cup. Larry O.B. is a piece of trash.
So I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, I want to hear that guy with Doris Burke after the game. That guy doesn't exist
after
the game.
Do you think the cameras freak him out?
He didn't know that he was...
That's what I'm saying. So do you think maybe that's what it is?
They're miking him up. He's sitting there. Yeah. Lowry's holding his MVP trophy. They're kind of joking back. He sounds like a normal guy.
He seems more like a person.
Normal teammate. Yeah. You know, they're just going back and forth. Now, they've got the cameras rolling. He doesn't know that yet.
Right.
What we didn't know, because Rachel only posted that video. And as I said, I'm not sure ethically...
Yeah, that's odd.
That's right.
Are you
gonna
clear that
we're gonna pretend.
Or what? Yeah.
What I'd like to know is when the interview started, how did he sound?
Yeah, probably back to the way that he was. He did the post game right after with Doris Burke, and he was just, you know, if he can't be happy after winning the title and winning Finals MVP, then I guess he could just never be happy. Like it's not for him. But
Kawhi, congratulations. Kawhi, throughout the course of this series, you touched on the fact that a year ago you were not playing basketball, and you had to make your way to a new city with new teammates, but one thing that never seemed to waver was your poise and your confidence. What gives you that steely resolve?
Oh, man, just life experiences. My teammates, they did a great job of, you know, welcoming me with open arms, the management. So they just told me to come out and play basketball, man. You know, I'm a guy that just, you know, try to not get too high or too low. And, it worked out. It worked out.
You could say
that's
that
again. That's more than you usually get
no,
out
that
of
was,
him,
that was a long answer, but it was just funny for him to even acknowledge. I try not to get too high or too low.
I just try not to get too high.
Yeah, I know.
I don't mind the too low part.
Like sometimes you sound pretty high, but either way, that's what he was. 28.5 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists per game in the NBA Finals. And on top of it, the best defensive player on the court, too. The guy is just unreal, and I think to your point before, it's going to convince teams to say, "Hey, let's get 1 year
let's
of Anthony Davis."
Let's go all in.
But guess what? Anthony Davis is not Kawhi Leonard. He isn't. Anthony Davis can put up monster stats. It's a risk.
If the Golden State Warriors don't get the best player in the league, in my opinion, injured a while ago, and maybe the third best player on their team injured last night in Game 6. They're at least playing Game 7.
I'll be honest. I found myself, especially when Thompson went down.
Did you cheer?
I was no. Well, yeah.
Thank you, Rich.
I was rooting for the Warriors.
I wanted Game Seven.
Well, maybe maybe that's just what it was. I just wanted a Game 7. But also in Oracle, I was looking for some of those big Curry threes from like 40 feet away and the place to go nuts. Like I wanted another game. Like I don't need to see the Warriors win all the time. But when Durant's down. And now all of a sudden they seem like the underdog, and it's just Curry running around. And I like Boogie Cousins, and he was missing free throws like crazy for him, which did not help.
I was rooting for the Warriors for one reason and one reason only:
Curry's mom,
Drake.
Oh, you hate? Oh, Drake celebrated like he won the thing. How many MVP votes did he get?
I bet he's getting a ring, huh?
Holy smokes! He was like doing interviews afterwards.
Steph Curry's congratulating Drake.
Ridiculous. I warmed up to Drake when he had the Del Curry jersey. I thought that was smart. I thought that was funny.
That one brief shining moment, I went, you know what? Good for you. That I give you major troll points for that.
But I mean,
everything else about Drake, hey, stop touching coaches, okay?
He's touching coaches.
Back away.
I mean, he's probably got the trophy right now. If you're looking for the trophy, I bet
Drake
has it.
Drake's house, yeah.
He's got it. He's sitting there with it. he's celebrating like he won the title. It's really, I've never seen anything like
he
it.
Did.
He thinks it is a big part.
It's the only reason I would root against Toronto. I wanted them to win.
Yeah.
I'm happy they won. Good for Canada. Good for the city of Toronto.
Well, it's good for the league.
But the whole Drake thing just drives me
nuts. No, the Drake
thing
does. But it is good for the league. Like, I actually like super teams. I understand why some people don't. They say, you know who's going to win the title. But then there's a great example where you don't always know who's going to win the title. Like, this was
you got enough guys
fun
hurt.
Watch.
Anybody can.
Yeah, they got hurt, but whatever. They got hurt. But to Kerr's point, I mean, this was a real grind for them anyway. And, like, what were the chances of them winning a third time? Plus, I think you kind of felt like them being this unstoppable. They're essentially Team USA when they're healthy. They just trot those guys out. It's the Olympic team. But Kevin Durant, I thought, was going to leave all along anyway. So it was like, all right, they're still going to be really good. But they're going to be kind of back in the pack. And, like, next year, I think, is going to be a much more competitive season. You're not going to know who's going to win the title next year.
Because, and this is a real weird way of looking at it, they're in the NBA. But because they're in Canada, does the president not invite them to the White House?
Yeah, he probably won't. He'll probably skip it.
I mean, I'm guessing that he's probably kind of off NBA teams at the White House now anyway.
Yeah, they're not huge fans.
Since Golden State kept saying, no, don't invite us. We're not coming.
Well, it's funny. I was thinking about that the other day. Is the only good reason for the Bruins to not win the Cup was that we don't have to spend any time wondering who's going to go, who's not going to go. We don't have to do that. So that's
God.
That's a win for us.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, and boy, this week,
anywhere.
Do they count anywhere?
That's
because
right.
We are, in tribute, rocking a DeMar DeRozan Toronto Raptors jersey in our third chair over there.
Yeah. Pour some out for DeMar.
Has anyone heard from him?
He had that interview before. What was his quote? Like, he felt
before.
He was... Yeah, but even before they won the title, he was saying how he felt like he was a big part of this.
How is that?
Well, they wouldn't have gotten Kawhi Leonard without him. They wouldn't have.
Well, they gave me up to get him, so I guess that makes you a big part of it.
He helped really build the foundation, like the post, you know, Chris Bosh Raptors. With he and Lowry. No? Anybody?
All right. Please. Well. Kiefer Madness, 12:30 today. Our week in review. We got a bunch of stuff we're going to get to. We will not ignore the fact that, the Stanley Cup is in St. Louis. Their parade is tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, good for them.
Big parade tomorrow in St. Louis.
I hope Layla goes
and Pam gets bounced off the...
Yeah, Layla should be on a duck boat.
Layla should be there. Do they have duck boats in St. Louis? I don't even know.
They just go to the arch, look at it, then go home. That's it. It's a really lame kind of parade.
They get flatbed trucks with hay bales up in the front.
Terrible.
They will be handing out John Hamm's scarves. That's one of their big items.
That's a nice keepsake.
That's great.
That'll be really good.
617-779-7937, Dale and Keith. But first, we...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Friend.
History, league history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north. The Toronto Raptors win 114-110. Jonesy, we have just witnessed history in the making.
Sean Grandy light out of Toronto last night.
One of the all-time great calls there.
It's like he lost his place on his index card.
Jonesy there tried to jump in. He's like, wow.
Hey.
I'm not done.
I mean, all he didn't do was say, I got the ball.
We have witnessed.
Jonesy, back away.
Yeah, Jonesy, please. Let it be.
The Toronto Raptors win 114-110. Jonesy, we have just witnessed history in the making.
It's like turning the
is
card
in
over.
The making?
We have just missed
history.
In the making.
Like, oh, man. Well,
good for them.
You can't have that one back.
So you've got a first-time Stanley Cup champion,
a first-time
NBA champion. Book it now. Got a hunch.
Who do you got?
Bet a bunch.
Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Browns title.
In on the Super Bowl
Browns,
this
that's
year.
Good. Although their odds aren't big enough for Rossi to bet. Rossi needs that
Lions
ticket. Lions.
Detroit Lions.
No, now Matt Patricia will never win a Super Bowl.
Not now. They just traded away their tight end, for God's sake.
Yeah, who's going to be catching passes?
Detroit Lions, that's the best bet if you're going with someone that's never won a Super Bowl before.
So, in other words, for the money. You're just going to light a match to your money, in other words.
I told my wife last night I have a new get-rich-quick scheme.
Oh, good.
She's like, okay, fine.
She's like, okay, what is this? And I said, we're going to bet on we're going to put $100 on anybody that has like really good odds to win. Like, the Mariners is going to happen. I have to put that bet in this weekend.
Every season, he's just going to be out $1,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, $100.
But Jason, but you're going to bet on a bunch of
teams. You got to bet on a bunch of teams.
No, I'm going to go one.
Oh, you're going to pick one team?
You're
going to
pick a team.
No, you're going to pick a team, and you got to do it around this time of the year. Like, so if like a football team starts like 0-3, you just got to put it on them.
No, I don't like your chances there.
No, all it takes is one.
You mean like the guy in St. Louis?
Yeah, $100,000.
He's got $100,000
now. $100,000.
How sweet is that?
And by the way, would you have ridden that out?
No.
No.
I would have said, if it was
$30,000,
I would have said, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. I just want my money back.
And then I'd be the biggest loser.
Yeah, you would have been. You would have been. But yeah, the Raptors, what a weird time.
Good for them. Raptors. I mean, great. They'll go crazy. They will drink them some Canadian beers for a couple of days.
They have embraced
them. By the way, can I just interject here about the Raptors?
Yeah, you may.
First of all, they've got this little tiny place outside, which they make look much larger than it is.
Jurassic Park?
Don't call it that.
Why?
Come on.
They named the team the Raptors right after the movie came out.
Which was also dumb.
That was bad. What's a worse team name? The Mighty Ducks, named after a movie, or the Raptors.
And then they chickened out and dropped Mighty.
They did drop Mighty.
I mean, I kind of liked Mighty
The original
Ducks.
Logo was the logo from the movie.
Yes.
Like, it was the movie logo. So that was a kid's movie.
How about Pittsburgh Penguins?
No, but
there are so many penguins in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but these two specifically are based off of movies. The Raptors is because Jurassic Park was the most popular movie in the world at that time. Maybe it's still the most popular movie in the world.
I love Jurassic Park. A lot of money, yeah.
I love it. Sweet dino action, Rossi? Oh. No?
The first movie, great, everything since.
But here's the thing about Raptors. They actually made that up for the movie. They made them bigger. They made them smarter. They did all this stuff. Raptors are like the size of a small turkey. That's how big they really are.
That, but they're not.
Dale, are you questioning me on dino facts? Give it a bing. Give it a bing. They are not very big creatures. They really played them up for the movie, and it was great. They were very popular, but it's wrong. And then that's what they named their team after. I guess they put it to a vote. They had a lot of really bad suggestions, and then it ended up being the Toronto Raptors.
Mighty Ducks is worse.
Also, yes, it is, because it's a kid's movie.
And it was just
I like the movie, but it's a kid's movie. Yeah, I'm with you. That is worse. The Raptors, too, that uniform that they're wearing,
awful. Oh, let me just end the show right here.
Do you have
here.
A Raptors thing?
No, I just want to apologize to you in all sincerity, completely, totally. I'm reading directly from Today I Found Out Feed Your Brain.
There you go. That's a good
site. It's an important website.
Yep.
Velociraptors are actually only about the size of a domesticated turkey.
Oh, weird. Being Who only, just said that?
I did.
Could
let me get through the apology first.
Not accepted, Dale, because you doubted me on sweet dino facts.
Being only about 3 feet tall and 6 feet long. By the way,
it's a little guy.
There is no domesticated turkey 6 feet long on the planet.
Well, wingspan maybe. Doesn't Turkeys are a weird bird.
It says length coming from the tail, weighing in about 20 to 30 pounds full grown.
And that's your mascot, a 20-pound bird?
Said more than that, they all looked somewhat like a turkey as
they
well.
They should have been the Toronto T-Rexes. If you just
or
really
the Toronto
like
a, turkeys.
Or the, yeah. At that point, it's the same thing. If you like the alliteration, that pops more. Toronto turkeys. Just a nice, handsome turkey as the mascot.
All right, so the dumbest names in sports.
I think you have to go on to where they were. Because obviously
Utah Jazz.
I was going to say.
That's Utah the dumbest name in sports.
Like, you guys can change it, you know. There's no Jazz. Or as they say in basketball, the New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah where they don't allow music. So they're now. That one makes no sense.
Same thing with the Lakers.
L.A. Lakers. They were in Minnesota.
Land of 10,000 lakes.
Just keep them as the Lakers. Like, what are you doing? No, the Raptors, it's not the worst, but it's like you basically just fell in love with the movie, like the hit movie of the summer, and you're like, oh, let's name our team.
I think they're embarrassed by it.
They have to be.
I mean, you see them wearing the uniforms last night. It just said North.
Which I don't like that either. Well, it's North versus the town. But who's playing? Maybe I'm too old now, but the town, it's Golden State. And then, because you're at home, so you should just say Warriors. And then North? The microphone's broken. Look at this. What did Reamer do to this thing?
See,
This is ridiculous.
Callahan is usually the worst.
These guys are messing
Callahan
around
Callahan fiddles
here.
With this thing. It's not... malicious on his part. He's always just moving fidgety. The microphone around. Usually this one it's gets
lost
totaled.
It's lost its strength here.
It's gone flaccid.
Yes, it has.
I just pointed out.
We have a
out.
Commercial that it runs that maybe can fix this for us.
Hi, I'm Sue Cosner.
Get Sue in here to
get
fix
Sue Cosner on that.
She'll fix this microphone, no problem.
I
just hearing her voice might fix this microphone.
Might do it.
Yeah.
I just, I don't mind that they won. I hate the nickname. Yeah. I hate Jurassic Park. And I hate the fact that it's like movie magic. They take this little spot that holds about 5,000 people
yeah.
max.
Well, that's a lot of people,
and they make it look
though.
Like there's yeah, you know, 100,000 people yeah. out there going crazy.
I still hate the idea of just going somewhere to watch the game in a group setting like that. It makes no sense to me. But that's what they did. I also found it funny, after the game, it was the owner or whoever for the Raptors was saying, and I guess you have to say this, but he's like, the trophy's going to stay in Canada for a long, long time. I'm like, a couple things there.
First of all, it's about a year.
First of all, a year. And you got they make a trophy every
It'll
year.
It'll stay it's there forever. You get to keep it.
You got
it's,
that one.
I like the. He see, he's yeah, from Canada.
It's the cup.
He thinks it's yeah. like the Stanley Cup. I got to give it back.
Guys, we're not
year.
Giving it back. It's like, good. You don't have to. Put it in a case. Put it in your building. Put it in a case. You guys get to keep that one forever. That's sort of the good news. But also, like, you know Kawhi Leonard's leaving, right? You guys aren't even going to make the finals next
By the way,
year.
Sir, I know Kawhi Leonard's leaving.
Kawhi's gone.
You must know he's leaving.
He's gone. So that's great. You won. Perfect storm for them. Obviously, the Durant injury and even the Klay Thompson injury, all of that helps them. But that's it. Like, that's a nice... It'll be a playoff team without Kawhi Leonard. Like, they have some good pieces, and they'll probably find a way to get somebody else in there, but they're not going to sniff the NBA Finals again.
Pelicans, another dumb name.
See, that's my high school mascot, so I kind of
like... Was it real?
Yeah, St. Paul's Pelicans.
No.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Because there's so many Pelicans in New Hampshire.
Well, we had a big wooden one out by the football field. Big wooden
Did
pelican.
Did you have to touch it when you went down to
Didn't
the field every
to,
day?
Didn't have to, but you could.
Felt obligated.
You probably should.
To.
That is good luck.
Get a little rub on
yeah.
the
Pelicans
bill.
Is a weird one. It's an odd one. But it's better that, to me, I'd rather be something silly like that than, like, another Wildcats or another Lions. Like, the ones that are used... over and over
it's
again.
It's okay if you're a Lions. Like, the Detroit Lions have been the Lions.
Well, that's
God
them.
Knows
that's
when.
Them.
That's fine.
But, like, every high school in the country was the Wildcats for a while, and they started changing those. So.
Well, High School Musical was a very good
Were they
movie.
The Wildcats?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Now, you didn't hear them singing Wildcats?
I kind of missed that.
Troy Bolton?
I didn't see High School Musical, Dale. Believe
what?
It or not. I know. You can't watch everything.
You do,
you can't,
though.
I tried to, but you can't.
You watch more than anybody I know.
I do. I try.
Of course, I also had teenage daughters.
Yeah.
I didn't much have a choice.
No, that's true.
It was on a lot in my house.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Keith, you're looking at the future right there. That is going to be your life.
I know. I was wondering.
The beauty of it is, though, you can go see Disney cartoons and yeah. not feel stupid.
Oh, like Rossi?
Well, like Susan and I wanted to go see Aladdin recently.
Yeah, I saw that with my wife.
Well, she said, I don't know. Do we go?
What do you mean?
The two of us.
It was actually very good.
I wanted to go see it.
I loved it. Will Smith was a delight as the genie. I was not sure if he was.
Okay.
I was not sure if he was going to be able to pull it off or not. Big shoes to fill, Robin Williams. The guy who played Aladdin, very good. The lady who played Jasmine, very good. Jafar, not as hot as I thought he was going to be. There's a lot of reports that Jafar, there's a lot of reports that he was too hot. And people are going to be kind of rooting for Jafar. He was actually the weak link of that film. But Aladdin was good. Frozen 2 is coming out later this year. That's going to be the one that everybody has to go see.
And you think you're going to go see that with your unborn daughter, correct?
Yeah, she's probably going
to. Well, she's going to be born before the movie comes out.
Yeah, she's going to want to see it. Yeah, she'll want to see it.
She's going to be like 5.5 months old.
No, she'll really be into it.
She'll be into the music, especially.
Yeah, she's going to want to see all these things.
You're going to be that parent bringing the little kid in.
Well, I can already tell how smart she's going to be. And how, you know, she's
going to be. Oh, is there a test for that or something?
Yeah, her IQ's off the charts. They already ran that one. Off the friggin' charts.
And
so we're on baby watch right now, by the way.
And her basketball skills.
If my phone rings, I got to leave. That's what that means. Just as a heads up. That's a PSA for the next week or two.
I also have to leave if your phone rings.
Yeah, you have to drive me there because I'll be in hysterics.
Who was it we were talking about this? Oh, it was Hart. We were talking about when your baby is due.
Yeah.
And you said, he says, oh, he was very negative about it. Oh, well.
Yeah, you're screwed. Your life's over.
Yeah, that's done for you.
I know.
I was thinking, that's harsh.
I don't know why he said that.
He also.
That's part of the heartburn segment, probably.
As part of, you know, next week, Andy Hart will be in a couple of days. He said that, he goes, when's Keith's baby due again? I'm like, oh, you know, coming up.
25th.
He goes, okay, good, because I'm going to be ready.
Oh, he thinks he's getting the call in.
No.
Or do you want to babysit?
No, he's going to go in and help your wife.
Oh, he's going to help deliver?
He's going to be. He's taking the Lamaze classes.
More hands on deck, the merrier. Why not? Yeah, he can do the breathing for her.
Well, I mean, you got to be ready.
I'll be passed out in a corner, so if he wants to come in and help, that's fine with me.
617-779-7937. I promise, your call's coming up next. I thought it was going to feel better a couple of days after the Bruins lost the Cup.
I think I feel worse.
It's worse.
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you why when we come back. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
While I knew none of those names over the course of the year and got to know them in these broadcasts of these finals, I'm not going to lie. When they were banging on the wall right there with about 10 seconds to go, and everyone knew. And then they come out and celebrate. You talk about and joke
about.
When
you see him standing on the bench.
Yes, and you joke about, you cried everything. I welled up. I'm welling up right now. I don't even know these men. But just in that moment, and for that community, and for the 30,000 that were in the baseball ballpark, right? And for the 19,000 that were in their own arena. Right? All of those people watching it together in that communal way in a baseball stadium that was empty with no players, but had to watch it on the screen with their brothers and sisters and their family members and their generation. I was just, man.
Sulk and Heward was a mess in the aftermath of the
suck it up,
Blues
Buttercup.
Stanley Cup.
Why is he a Blue? He doesn't even like the Blues?
No, he doesn't even know these men. He doesn't even care.
He just got caught up in the emotion.
While I knew none of those names over the...
I didn't even know the names.
It's a sports talk show host,
by the way. I just stumbled across this sport. I was blown away by it. I noticed they skated around with a giant cup afterwards. I was very confused.
So I dropped off my wife's car this morning to be serviced and came over here from... And somebody at the car dealership up the street said, he said, I thought it was going to be better. It's not.
No, it's worse.
And I thought so, too. And I tweeted this out last night.
Time heals all wounds,
no,
Dale.
No, it doesn't seem to.
No, it opens them up worse.
I tweeted out last night, thought I would feel better today. Nope.
They don't.
And here's why. They may never have an opportunity like they had Wednesday night ever again. Some of those players will never play for a Stanley Cup again.
Yeah.
And even if some do, they may never have an opportunity like they had in front of them the other day. Here's an interesting note. Kevin DuPont tweeted this out.
All right.
The Stanley Cup has been awarded 9 times on Causeway Street. Only twice to the Bruins.
Wow.
The last time the Bruins won a Stanley Cup on Causeway Street was the Bobby Orr flying goal. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Because we talked about how many Game 7s there have been. Now, I know you don't need to win it in a Game 7, but just right, the idea, right. Like, that had been so long since there was a Game 7, just in any of the sports here. So I look back at it, too, and I obviously made too big a deal out of the St. Louis Blues not being that good of a team. Like, that was wrong. I still don't think they're a great team, but regardless, the idea that it would open up this way will also never happen. Doesn't mean they can't get back to the cup, but they're going to have to beat Tampa more likely, or they're going to have to beat Washington or Pittsburgh or teams that have more top-end level players to get to a Stanley Cup and win a Stanley Cup than what was laid in front of them this year.
Arguably, the hardest series the Bruins played in the playoffs was Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the best team that they played.
And as you look at it, then you got to play Columbus, and then you got to roll through Carolina.
And
you had it in your hands, and you go back to the Stanley Cup Final Series, and, you know, you chase their goalie, you put up a 7 spot on him, and you chase him, and you've got control of this whole thing, and then you come out in game 4 and lay an egg.
7.
And you let him right back in.
Oh, and 4, you mean, yes. Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And now you end up in a game 7.
Right.
On home ice, you played your ass off in game 6. You gave yourself a chance.
It's like you unloaded in game 6.
And
like,
you had an entire team show up with that kind of an effort in a game 7. I'm telling you, it hurts worse now. I think we were all a bit in shock Wednesday night. I talked about the fans leaving the building.
Yeah. I think everybody was.
I mean, it was like, holy cow, did that just happen? And you look at it, think back now to the Vancouver Canucks, 2011. Right. They're at home in game 7. Bruins go in, demolish them, win the cup, and Vancouver falls off the face of the earth.
Yeah, it's true. And I remember thinking, you know, the day of the game that, you know, for guys like Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand specifically, they know what it's like to win a game 7. They also know what it's like to lose ultimately a game 6, but they know what it's like to lose in the cup. And so that experience is something that the Blues can't counter. And I thought they would be much more prepared and give you a much, at the very least, a much closer game. Like, that's the other part of it, too, is not only did they lose a game 7, but at no point did you think they were going to win. Like, at once the game started. Like, maybe before the game started, I thought they were going to win. But as the game was unfolding, soon as St. Louis scored the first goal, you were like, oh, boy, they're not going to come back, are they?
The first goal I didn't feel so bad about. As soon as they scored the second goal, I thought, this is over. This is done.
Yeah.
And the fact that you were in a game 7 of a Stanley Cup final and basically got nothing from your top two lines. I mean, you scored some points here and there, but I mean,
all power play too.
Right.
Though. All
you basically got nothing. It's a miracle you got to a game 7.
Yeah, it really is.
And if they do anything like they normally do, if they give you a goal a game, you know, if they just do what they normally do, you win this thing in 5.
Yeah.
Which is why you're sitting here today saying, I don't know if you're ever going to have that opportunity again.
No,
if you're a player on the Bruins, if you're Bruce Cassidy, Cam Neely, Don Sweeney, you had to, if you went to sleep at all Wednesday night, you had to wake up Thursday morning with this sick feeling in the pit of your stomach going, oh my God, how did we leak that away?
Well, and you think about Washington just this past year, they win the whole thing and they celebrate. So they get to enjoy that. They win the whole thing and then they come back the next year. They get bounced in the first round. So we see what happens when teams, and I know Pittsburgh won back to back, but overall that is so hard to do. And then even if you get there, it's hard to then return the next year. That's such a long season, such a long grind. Think about the 2 months.
Zdeno Chara may never be in a Stanley Cup final again.
No, it's a great chance.
I mean, I think
not.
There's a realistic chance. In fact, I think it's probable. Next season is his last season in the NHL.
Yep.
And the chances of them being back in the final next year are probably not great. Just statistically, they're not great.
You look at both teams from last year's Stanley Cup final when Washington beat Vegas.
Yep.
The next year, both bounced in the first round. Now, I know Vegas had the ridiculous major in San Jose, and they got kind of screwed there. But just the idea that those two teams played 2 months of postseason, they come back the next year, they both had pretty good rosters. Vegas even made a big move and got Mark Stone, and they both get bounced in the first round. So if anything, the smarter money would be for St. Louis and the Bruins to lose early next year than it would be for them to both get back to the cup final.
I thought I'd feel better. I thought absence would make the heart grow fonder. I feel worse.
I feel horrible.
I feel worse today than I did Wednesday night, and I felt awful Wednesday night. As you're sitting here today, you're thinking, oh, my God, what did they just do?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the way they feel in Golden State, but at least they've got injuries they can point to.
They
can say, hey,
they
come
have
on.
Excuses,
Kevin
I guess.
Durant got hurt. Klay right. Thompson got hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, what could you do if you're the Bruins? You don't have any of that.
Nope, nothing.
617-779-7937, 1230 today. Kiefer Madness, week in review. It's probably not going to be cheery. I'm just telling you now.
Nah.
It's not a cheerful week here. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.